All right, good morning, everybody. I'm here at class a little early because the Jersey traffic, it really sucked bones. And I'm driving up, it just sparks a thought, and maybe many of you will see this later today. Imagine many of you are not up at 7:12 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. But if you happen to catch this one, it actually has not much to do with the title of it, which is different colored headlights. As I'm driving up the parkway this morning, I saw somebody with something we used to see many, many years ago, right? We used to see these people buying and installing on their vehicles like yellow and red and blue, very obnoxious headlights. And at that time, I really had no direction. I had nobody kind of guiding me or giving me advice as a younger patrol officer on what my efforts were going to be or what my mission statement was or things along those lines. Then I began to write tickets, right? I began pulling people over. I thought to myself, we'll give so many tickets that this annoyance of these yellow or purple or blue or red headlights would begin to subside. So that's what I did. I began to write tickets. And I wrote tickets and I wrote tickets, and people weren't happy to get the tickets. So I spent a lot of time writing tickets for these headlights, these different color headlights. And one thing I'll never forget is I pulled a guy over, and I know exactly where I pulled him over into. And when I pulled him over, I said, hey, did you modify your headlights? He goes, yeah, I bought HID ones, and they were like blue. And I said, yeah, well, those are illegal. And he's like, are you for real? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's what you're stopping me for like blue headlight things? And I'm like, yeah, dude, like they're illegal. They like hurt people's eyes and stuff. And he like laughed at me. And I was like, dude, what's so funny? He's like, that's how you're spending your time? This is a person who knew better than I did. And you know what? My ego was, I'll show him who he's talking to. And I think about that often because, he gave him the ticket. And I think of that often because he was right. You know what I mean? Like, he was absolutely right. And you may not like to hear this. It may not make you feel good inside, but maybe just maybe this will have an impact on what you're doing during the day and how you're spending your time. This is like any person who's trying to have a larger impact, who's trying to create and use their time to the best of their abilities. So why I titled this video that is because I was not using my time and my efforts to the best of my abilities. Going out and writing people tickets for their headlights being different colors was a complete waste of fucking time. And the only thing it did was probably make people hate the police more. There were many people at that time who deserved my attention far more than the people that I was bothering. But nobody told me what they looked like or how they would act when they saw me or what they were up to or how to approach situations or where to find them and all those things. So I did what I thought I was supposed to do, go out and what other cops do, write tickets. You're fortunate enough to have people like me and the other instructors and other Facebook groups and instructors and a perspective in the internet to go beyond what is urged or thought of as police work in your police agency. But I just want to remind you that what I was doing was pretty much pointless. So think about when you go to work, how you're spending your time. You can't make excuses that you don't know how to do it, especially if you're part of this group and you've been here for a while, you've been to class, you have perspective. Don't do things that are out of your comfort zone, right? But it doesn't mean you should do things just to eat up the time that are easy to do. You have to challenge yourself and go out and do some things. Compelling identification from passengers is a great way to spend your day. It's far greater than going out and writing people for maintenance violations to show your administration that you're working. So you wrote this guy 3 or 4 tickets who, by the way, was polite to you, right? What are we doing? And that's it. I really don't have much more on that. The guy was right. I've done some things in my career. I've spent time and effort on things in my career that were pointless just to do something. Because I want to do something, but I had no idea where to channel my energy. There are many people in this world, as we sit here, even at this time in the morning, that are committing egregious crimes against society, that are victimizing people, that are up to no good. And I'm out here messing around with kids and people in their 20s for changing their headlight colors. So it's important to understand. And don't give me like, well, it's a dangerous thing that somebody's headlights are... Like, it's a dangerous thing that there's a dude somewhere on a bus stop sitting across the street watching kids at the moment, and you're out fucking around with people with pink headlights, like myself, right? There's so many more things going on and so much more useful ways to use our time and effort. So think about that. You know, what's going on, the crime that we're dealing with, how to find, you want a trick? Like, just open your eyes and start looking around. You're gonna be surprised. Like, don't be afraid to walk up and say hello to somebody, shake their hand. If they're up to no good and you have no other recourse, at least making contact will defer them from doing something further, right? It's the truth. So yeah, it's uncomfortable to have to talk to people, for people who don't know how to talk to people, but you got to get over it. You know what I mean? You can't just get into an app and communicate with the person who's committing crime. You're going to have to get involved. And that's your job. You said, I'm going to be the cop. I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. You had an interview. You told the chief, yeah, you know, I can do this. This is great. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. So I want to be this guy. I want to be this girl. I want to be this person who's going to help society, but you're afraid to talk to people. You're afraid to walk up and say hello and shake a hand, which you're allowed to do. So just think about how you're spending today and the efforts that you're putting forward and what's the most important thing. Ignore the noise around you. Ignore all these things. Ignore your naysayers and your haters at work. Ignore the media and this and the 1/110th of the 1% that we're seeing that are exposed on social media or the news because it sells advertising space or pushes a political agenda. Go out and do the work. There are many police officers to this day currently, many, that find themselves attracted to this group, magnetize what we're saying, and are out doing the work, doing it legally, professionally, and have nothing to worry about. And people sit here and watch this and go, yeah, well, easy for him to say. Right? And just enough with the excuses. And if you're in a place where they don't agree with what I'm advocating, they don't have to agree with me. It's fine. It doesn't matter, you know? And it doesn't fit what you thought your career would be as a police officer. You know, make changes. I had a guy come up to me, and he's probably watching this video, had class on Monday, and he started making excuses. I work in this town. I said, well, why don't you leave? Well, you know, like, he works in a horrible town. Like, the lowest paid supervisor is a well-known, throughout the whole county, asshole. Everybody knows who this guy is, and they know he's a complete dickhead, right? Like, he, like, runs the police department, but he's, like, they're so small, and they pay nothing. He's like, trying to get out. I'm like, all right, so, like, good. He's like, yeah, but no, like, it's like, I think I'm stuck. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you have options. You're stuck. What you're doing is you're telling yourself a story to make yourself feel comfortable. You're selling yourself a narrative to make yourself feel comfortable with where you are and what you're doing. Whatever that guy says, bullshit. I'm going to go out and write tickets today. I'm going to go out and really, you know, hammer him down and have impact on slowing traffic. Like, you're going to magnetize towards the easy shit if that's your mentality, right? Like, because some other guy who does that stupid shit is making it sound like he's trying to justify. He's coming up with some excuse in his mind. He's telling himself, well, you might like his story. You might get attracted to that. We're out here with the Ticket Writers Association. Like what? Like, aren't we all cops? Is that what they taught you? Like, no, I'm stuck, bro. Keep telling yourself that story and you'll be stuck. Tell yourself a different story. I'm not stuck. I ain't going to be around here with those motherfuckers. Like, no way. Hey, this ain't my life. No, I'm not going to. Look at this guy, 19 years on, miserable, hates this place, right? That's a clear, and I'm here now 3 years and it's clear that he's probably onto something. Things are not good here. You can continue to tell yourself a romantic story that they're going to get better, or you can do something about it because it's not, you didn't sign a slave contract. And the excuses, well, you don't understand, bro. I have Fridays off and like that allows me to cut my grass at 1 and go to Home Depot when nobody's there. That's not something I'm willing to give up. You have two options, right? Like, think about how you're using your time and effort and your energy. Are we spending our time and energy and effort and giving it to those who deserve the most, those criminals in society? And are you staying or are you going, right? I was just talking about this because the people who do leave, who have the bravado, the moxie to grow their balls and say, you know what? Peace. I get that back all the time. People watch these videos, so I repeat it constantly. I heard you, bro. I did it. I pulled the trigger. I left. I can't believe I didn't do it sooner. And for those administrations who don't like the things that I'm saying on here, that's because it's a direct reflection of how you're treating your people. And we are holding you responsible because you should be treating your personnel with the utmost respect, the thankfulness for showing up to this position during these times and selflessly doing the work during bad contracts and COVID and pushback and an overwhelming amount of internal affairs complaints. And they still show up. So you should be thanking, which means on your knees, kissing the feet of the people that work for you, who come in and serve the community for which you represent, not the other way around. So hopefully you found value.